This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class, available only here on the Busted Open Podcast. Make sure you listen to our daily show Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, where we break down pro wrestling on Sirius XM Channel 156 Fight Nation. But we give exclusive content right here on the Busted Open Podcast, including our show right now, The Masters Class. You can only get it right here on the Busted Open Podcast. So as we always do, we talk about the hottest things. And I think right now, guys, it's 2022. We're just starting off the year. Last week on The Masters Class, we did the gentlemen, ages 25 and under, who we think are going to make a mark in 2022. So this week we are doing the females 30 and under that we feel are going to be the breakout superstars of 2022. So Tommy, we'll start with you. Who do you got and who's the big prospect in 2022?
Well, going through this list, it was super duper hard. I did a lot of research. Gabby had helped me. We found out that the youngest overall majority roster was all throughout AEW. So they're female division is looking super duper impressive throughout the years. And I got to go with Jade Cargill. She has been off the hook since her debut. She had thrown into the fire and she impressed from there. And even though like her opponents had gotten changed, there was all these different things going into her debut. And I think about my debut, how nervous I was, and it was in front of 300 people at Gleason's Arena a long, long time ago. And she had to do it on national television with Shaquille O'Neal as her partner. And since then, you've seen her growth. You've seen her growth in the ring, whether it be on AEW Dark, and then throughout the entire tournament where she became the champion, you could see her progression. She's really, really good. Again, since we've seen her debut till now, I look nothing but a brighter future for her. She'll probably hold that title for as long as she wants until she becomes the AEW women's champion. And she reminds me of China. And she is just so athletic and so gifted athletically. I think that's going to transfer with her to have a much longer career. But I think 2022 will definitely be her year. She's just been nothing but impressive since she's debuted.
You know, Bully, Tommy just mentioned when Jade was in there with Shaq. And I think that's the biggest compliment you could give, because you see her in there and she looks like a superstar. She looks like an amazing athlete. She looks like this presence. And that's standing next to one of the biggest presence in sports over the last 25 to 30 years. So, I mean, that is a high compliment for Jade.
I definitely like Tommy's pick of Jade Cargill. Her stature is so impressive. Her look, she has the it factor. Still green as grass in the ring, but so far has been able to get the job done. I think AEW has been doing a good job in putting her in situations in which she couldn't succeed. The tag match with Shaq did well enough to get through. And when you think about that tag match, you think of the Cody bump with Shaq, thus taking away any spotlight that we had to put on Jade that may have exposed her. All I look for in younger talents is one step forward every time they go out there, whether it's in the ring, whether it's on the microphone. We have all, me and Tommy and Mark have made mistake after mistake after mistake. It's all about cutting down on those mistakes the next time you go out there. And I see Jade getting more comfortable. I see her cutting down on mistakes. Tommy mentioned that his pick, Jade Cargill, reminded him of China. And go figure, me and Tommy share the same fat brain, because my pick reminds me of China very much also. My pick for the woman under 30 is Kaylee Farmer, better known as Camille, in the NWA, the current NWA Women's World Champion. This is not a personal pick for me. It would be very easy for me to say, well, because I broke Camille in, I trained her, that's why I'm picking her. No, there is an it factor to Camille that I do not believe we have seen yet. I just think it's going to take the right person to bring it out of her. She is so impressive looking when she stands there. I was at an autograph session about a month ago, and I remember seeing something out of the corner of my eye and snapping my head around, and it was her. And I was just like, damn, she looks so good. And knowing what she, how she was as a person and as an athlete and her stature the day she walked through my doors to where she is now with those shoulders thrown back and that head held high. I know she was broken in the right way. I know about athletic ability. I know that she played in the Women's Flag Football League. I know everything she brings to the table. Unfortunately, with Camille, and this is not a fault of hers, and it's not a fault of the NWA, it's she is in the NWA, so not a lot of people get to see her. You can't compare eyes on these two females, Jade Cargill, Camille. When it comes to AEW, you're going to have a lot more eyes on Jade. You have to go out of your way to find Camille, whether it's on the NWA on Fight or NWA on YouTube. But she truly has what it takes to be a star in this business. Another woman with China-esque qualities, the China-esque it factor. There will never be another China, but there are definitely women in the two we mentioned so far that can be reminiscent of her. Her athletic ability, Camille also has a way she speaks that I think is very real. And I think she comes across real. I want to see a little bit more fire from her. I talk about this with you on the show a lot, Dave. Tommy has heard me talk about this, Mark. It really is about the person you're standing across from. You need somebody better than you. You need somebody more talented than you. And most times you need somebody who knows you just as well as you know you, if not better than you. Tommy will be the first one to tell you. There's nobody who knows how to push Tommy's buttons in a ring the way I do. But it always brought out the best in Tommy. For Camille, unfortunately, in the NWA, I don't know who she can work with that's going to bring out the best in her. Maybe one day she's going to have to move on. Now, I don't wish she moves on from the NWA because I think Billy has a diamond in the rough over there. I just think it's going to be about bringing in a veteran female talent. Here, like an Angelina Love, who I spoke about last week on Busted Open as a six-time Impact Women's World Champion, and other than Gail Kim, the most decorated woman in that company. If I'm Impact, I'm bringing that woman back in the snap of a finger because she brings so much credibility to that Women's World Championship. But if I'm the NWA, I'm trying to snatch her up quicker. Why? Because she brings credibility to the women's division. And also, Angelina would be a great female for Camille to work with. My pick is Camille. I just think it's going to take the stars and the planets really have to line up for her to tap in the potential that I know she has.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, first of all, Jade and Camille are very similar in a lot of ways. They're about the same age, both in their 20s, but both Bully and Tommy, like your picks, when I first met them face to face, it's wow. That's the first word that comes to mind. They're beautiful. They're charismatic.
Not my first word.
Well, maybe you have a different word, Mark. But they look like superstars. They have that persona about them, that larger-than-life persona. So, Mark, when you hear a Camille and you hear Jade, their presence it definitely stands out head and shoulders above anybody else.
Their presence their natural physical nature is beyond what the majority of the women walking the earth possess. So automatically when you see them, you be like, man, I hope she's cool because I hate to see her get into it with another girl. You just automatically, you can sense it. Camille looks like she will punch you in her resting face is, I'm finna slap shit out you. And Jade's, as cute as she is, her resting face is, God, if one more son of a bitch walks up to me, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth. They just have that natural, overly aggressive resting face. And when you talk to them, oh, they're so nice. They're so respectful, you know, so sweet. But then when they get in the ring, they're able to go, you know what? I'm better than you. I'm bigger than you. and I'm going to dominate you. This is what I was born to be. And they have that natural thing. So the naturalness of those women is what makes them special. And you can train them. They could have done anything.
Tommy?
You said it, and I'm thinking of all the times walking through airports as a WWE superstar, and you can see people looking at different people. And I remember Mark had his sunglasses on. He had his long dreads, and people walking in front of them, they were a little smaller. They looked like regular human beings. And then this presence of a Mark Henry walked by, and people were like, you can see people turn heads. And literally after that, the great Khali walked behind Mark Henry, and people like, whoa, like these are wrestlers. This presence is everything, where you walk into a room and everyone's head turns. And I lived it in airports. And when you see it, and that's where, if I'm going through my Booker's eyes, or if I'm going through Vince McMahon's eyes, or Tony Khan's eyes, or a person running a company, I go, that's what I want to represent my brand. Someone who's going to turn heads.
All right, Mark, who do you got? What's your pick for 2022?
Man, it took me a little while because, you know, I love Roxy, and I love Jade, and I love Camille, and Sky Blue, but Masha Slamovich is one of the most versatile young people in the business, man. Like, she's got so much experience for how young she is. She's worked in New Japan. She's worked at Impact. She's worked here at AEW. She worked at Lucha Libre, AAA Worldwide. And even so far as I knew she was well seasoned. I just didn't know how well seasoned when I found out she trained at OVW for a while. So she had Rip Rogers and Al Snow giving her the who did it and what for. And I know that when you get trained by really good people, and if you can adopt half of what they teach you, you're going to be fine. I got a chance to see her work Thunder Rosa. And that's a good barometer of where you are. And at one point, she chopped Thunder Rosa so hard that I was like, oh, there's about to be some conversation about this. And when that happened, and Thunder Rosa was like shaking her head and smiled, it was like, yeah, okay, come on, young girl, let's go. And they went at it, man. And I knew right then that she was going to be a major player. She was born in Moscow, Russia. It's not a made-up story. She speaks Russian. She can be so very versatile from an international standpoint that you can put her into all the media. If we decide to go to Russia, or she decides to go to a place where she can use where she was raised with. So when you hear her talk in the ring, she doesn't speak English in the ring. She speaks fluent English, but she speaks Russian the whole time. So, like, I want people that don't know who she is to Google her, look her up on social media, and understand that she will be one of the people in the next 5 years to be at the top of the game, because she's got every quality that you would need to be a major player.
Very interesting to hear Mark pick Masha Slamovich. About 4 or 5 months ago, I went to an indie show in Asbury Park, New Jersey, at a venue called the House of Independence, rock and roll, comedy, pro wrestling, dance club. And I went to go see one of my students, Trish Adora, who I'd also like to give a special shout out and honorable mention to right now for our women to watch in 2022, because Trish Adora is lighting it up on the independents. Now, I don't know if she's how old she is or whatever, but anyway, I just wanted to throw in there. But she worked with Masha Slamovich. And I remember saying to myself, wow, this girl's got it. There's something there. And to hear Mark pick her, we're basically thinking alike. And it took Mark to jog my memory a little bit. I remember her talking in the ring. I remember her being very vocal in Russian and getting that heat on Trish while she was working. So good pick from Mark, because it's an obscure one. My pick kind of, you know, on the forefront. Tommy's pick definitely at the forefront. Mark's pick definitely a sleeper to watch for.
But you know, I'm always digging in the crates.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to see what the future of the business is going to be like. And if there's somebody that I can push in the back and say, hey, man, like, I think you can really do this. And then she is one of those. And man, I love Roxy. I think Roxy is another one. Texas girl, you know, is been elevated to the point to where she can hold the title and carry the women's division for a company. That's a lot of responsibility for a young 21-year-old girl. And you know, Sky Blue is on her way. She's got a long way to go here at AEW, but I can see her making that transition. But when it comes to physical prowess, the Jade Cargills and the Camilles of the world, they don't come along that often. And I would love to see those two women in the same company at some point. I would love to see Camille be a major star. The only people that I can remotely say are close is Rhea Ripley. And, you know, so you got those three giants, and they need to be treated like that. They need to be pushed in a way that it makes us go, wow, she's won how many in a row? She's beat who? And that's not happening, except for with one, which it needs to happen with all. And I'm hoping in my heart of hearts that Ms. Slamovich is one of those that can, one of these companies really latches on and goes, man, this is gonna be a hell of a hand. And not just be a good hand, but somebody that you can make a champion like an Iron Sheik.
Wow. Oh. I mean, Mark, again, that's a bit of a sleeper pick, but I like it because you never know who the next breakout star is going to be. And Bully's pick is a champion. Tommy's pick is a champion. And a lot of people argue, well, like Bully just said, like, she's at the forefront. My pick, and it's somebody that you just mentioned, Mark, and it's amazing to say you could throw her in that conversation as well as being on the forefront and being a champion, and it's Roxy. Mark, she's 20 years old. It's not only is she a champion for a company, but she's a champion in a company that everybody seems to be talking about. I think right now with the future up in the air for Ring of Honor and where they're going to land and how they're going to land, I think she's a sought-after commodity right now, Roxy. And just judging from that match that we saw with Deonna Purrazzo on Impact Wrestling this past Thursday, I mean, that's a match of the year candidate. And you're talking about somebody that's 20 years old. So yeah. When I look at Roxy as a Ring of Honor champion, I think that by the end of 2022, wherever she is, whether it's to continue a career with Ring of Honor or Impact or possibly the WWE or AEW, like, she's going to be in the conversation of Women's Wrestler of the Year, because I think she's that damn good. And when you make statements like the statement she made with Deonna Purrazzo on Impact Thursday night and have that type of match, so now you're not just talking about future so-and-so. Now you got to talk about right now. And since even though we're at the beginning of 2022, I think that's somebody you're going to be talking about without a doubt at the end of this year.
One of the highest people I've scouted this year. One of the highest ones.
There you go.
If not the highest. And not just from a female, but all wrestlers. Roxy is that good. And the potential for her, it's like you see, I remember when Randy Orton came in, got moved up, and Randy was 20, 22, 21. He didn't look like he looks now. He wasn't defined. He wasn't grizzled. He wasn't carved out. That's the way I see Roxy. She's a young woman. When she's 24, man, how's she going to look? How's she going to work with the more experienced working elite talent? If you work in the middle of the field and you work mid-card and you work, extra talent that haven't arrived, that's where you're going to stay. If you work with the Bully Ray and Devon, the tag teams, you work with Tommy Dreamer, the face of ECW, then you're going to be elevated because of the brain power that it takes to swerve people, because people don't want to see what you did yesterday. They want to see the new. I mean, you got to give them play the hits, but you got to take people on emotional rides. And Roxy, I don't think that she is all the way there yet.
Well, I think, Mark, your point is like what Bully was saying as far as, like, you know, Camille, like, has she been able to face somebody that is a, you know, could teach her? You know, you're stepping in the ring with, you know, gets the winning matches. How does that make you better? That doesn't make you better. You know, you got to get in the ring with people that are going to make you better and take you to that next plateau.
This is one of the problems.
I wish she could get in there with Gail Kim in her prime. I wish she can get in there with Awesome Kong in her prime. I'd love to see her in the ring with Britt Baker. Oh, I'd love to see her in there with Thunder Rosa. Like with Jordynne Grace, with Deonna Purrazzo. Like, let me see her with people like Jazz was back in the day.
But by the way, Mark, what you're saying, I think, helped Deonna Purrazzo, because Deonna Purrazzo was in the ring with a Gail Kim. Deonna Purrazzo was in the ring with a Mickey James and a Jazz. Like, she was able to work with those types of talents, and I guarantee her that it made her a better worker at the end of the day.
Yes, it did.
This is not rocket science. This has been going on since the day wrestling started, with younger talents working with older talents, and that is the only way to learn. You always want to be in the ring with somebody who's a better wrestler than you, better worker than you, and better on the microphone with you, because it's only going to make you better.
Tommy?
With Roxy, I watched her and Deonna. I'm doing a lot of things backstage. I literally put my stuff down, sat in my chair, because I got emotionally invested in someone that I never saw wrestle before. At one point, I thought she was crying in the ring. And I was just like, God, I want to see more of this. And she was beyond impressive. And then afterwards, I asked her everything about her. Who trained you? I know you just had a tryout with the WWE. What did they say? Blah, blah, blah. I know if she does not get signed by the WWE, either Impact or AEW will scoop her up, because she is all that. Going back to Masha had a match. She was brought in as a one-day player on the all-women's pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling. And she worked, again, Deonna Purrazzo. And after that match, in the back, everyone's like, this girl is great. This girl's great. And they went out and they offered her a contract for real, right in front of the fans. She could have said no. She could have said yes. She could have just said yes there. But now she signed, and yes, she is. But to think about, you have a performance like that where you turn all these heads and they're going to offer you a deal right there and on the spot, that is how impressive she is. And just on my side, to wrap this up, this was, again, very, very cool to do, because I was shocked. Like, Sasha Banks is 29 years old, and I look at all her accolades, and I was like, what a career she's had, whether she decides to wind it down, go to Hollywood. You know, for women, it's also different because they have children. They have, you know, they go away for a little bit, like Becky, if she could come back, stay in that shape, or maybe they just don't want it. But like with Sasha, man, I just think about, God, she's under 30 and she's accomplished all that. Like, what more does she have to do? And then I was Deonna Purrazzo. She's 27 years old. She's held two world championships for two different companies. And I see all these matches that she's had. And again, her experience, like we're talking about, come through the NXT system from the Indies, then to Impact Wrestling and dominate. And the last one where I was blown away was Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley's career should be a lot bigger. But that's not because of her. That's because of creative. Yeah. She's 24 years old.
Please, I mean, let's not get into that.
Yeah, okay.
I think we all have enough time at number one, but we've all realized what happened to her since she got called up to the main roster.
That sounds like another master's class for another episode. But the next class here, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, thank you guys. I think lessons learned as always on today's show. Don't forget you can subscribe to Busted Open's podcast with the master's class dropping each and every Sunday. And don't forget, you can listen to us daily, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM channel 156, Fight Nation. Busted Open is part of the Sirius XM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to Sirius XM Senior Vice President of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and Sirius XM Fight Nation program director, Mother Marissa Rivas.